The Rift, 1692. Produced by Christopher Tarn. Episode 13, Betrayed.
It's me.
Me?
Flynn. Robert Flynn.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in a phone box. Embankment. Near the Tattershall Castle.
You were going abroad. You told me you needed a passport to leave the country.
Yeah, change your plans. I need you to come pick me up.
I'm busy and I'm not a taxi service.
$5,000.
On my way.
And Stan? Stan? Bring some heavy-duty bolt cutters.
Sir John, it is my belief that if we can destroy this officer of the devil, we can free Salem from the torment that is gripping our children.
Agarest.
Sorry?
The demon Agarest, the running devil. Swift. They twist and twist our language, laughing at us, yet unaware that by God's grace we shall return them to the sulfur and brimstone.
Indeed, that we shall.
I am in your debt.
A pleasure.
I had concern that Anne would find herself bewitched and a malediction uttered to hurt the girl. Your attention in all matters is most welcome.
All matters?
You carry yourself with a grace and ease that belies the fire I see beneath the surface. A woman who...
Does that work for you?
Does what work for me?
Flattering. Silver tongue, being a slime ball.
What did you say?
I think you heard me well enough.
I think you best hold your tongue, woman.
And I think not. Happily married man, making it very clear that if we were to be alone, as, oh, now, for example, you'd what? You'd throw me on the table and, what's the expression? Have your wicked way.
My, you are possessed. The demon has gotten into your mind too. We must...
Sit down.
Move out of my... Ow!
That's the nerve inside your collarbone. If I wanted to, I could use the one alongside your jaw, and then it would really hurt. Now sit down.
Who are you?
Not a demon, rest assured. I'm here to help you, Sir John. Does the town know you don't really know it?
It is used in a more honorary capacity. It isn't meant...
Shh. Now tell me, when a witch is condemned and the hanged...
No.
What happens to their goods and property?
I don't understand what...
What happens to the property of a convicted witch?
Their estate is seized and set against expenses they incur at trial.
Can the estate be bequeathed to family?
No. As a convicted witch, it is...
Confiscated. And can be assigned to court officials, correct?
Correct? Yes, Mistress Dodd. It can indeed.
There's a lot of money to be made to add to your portfolio.
I think...
That you are beginning to grasp my point.
Yes, Mistress Dodd. Of course, it is not as simple
Everything is simple, John. You just need to plan well. I have control of Putnam. You have control of the court. Need I say more?
Tell me... You would expect a portion of any estate taken in such a manner?
No.
Then...
All I want is for Swift to tell me where he hides his... book. And for you to allow me to go and recover it alone.
That would be dangerous in the extreme. You...
Alone.
Of course. Mistress Dodd.
Thought you were dead.
9 lives, it appears.
It scared me. You weren't moving. You weren't breathing.
I was definitely breathing. I think you were panicking. You were cut?
Scalp, yes. Blood in my eyes.
Case closed.
I wasn't sure if you were a flowers, grapes or chocolate man, so I brought all three. Here, stuff yourself.
Thank you, ma'am.
And stop with a ma'am. We're not on duty. It's Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
How are you feeling?
Surprisingly well. A mild concussion and severe thoracic bruising, but I should be back at work in a day or so.
Oh. What were you thinking?
He was... He seemed to have turned your head, McCarran. I thought I was doing the right thing. I lost it a little.
Lost it? That sounds so weird coming from you.
How is the car?
Fucked.
Ah. Will that go on my record? I imagine it will. Is it possible for me to pay for repairs instead? I'd be happier if...
New engine, front suspension, twisted subframe.
Oh dear. It might not be as much as...
And a whole new window bay and double doors for a Pizza Express.
That's... Oh. I hadn't realised that
it was
that...
It could have been worse.
It could?
Could have hit Nando's.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I said Flynn caused the crash trying to escape from the back seat. You just happened to swerve to avoid an oncoming bus.
I didn't see a bus, ma'am. Karen. It was a traffic island. I swung...
It was a bus. Big red thing. Saved our lives with your quick thinking.
I understand. Thank you.
I'm the one in the shit for not only letting him escape, but fucking up in the first place of the investigation.
What will you do now?
Oh, I'll track him down. I'll try to work out if any part of what he was telling me was true. Because if it was... Get yourself some rest. I'm going to need you.
In there, Alexander. Miller, watch the door, but keep your distance.
But placing the witch in proximity to her master, that could be... They may conspire to...
They could cast a spell on you, Miller. Make you an actual toad, not just resemble one.
That is outrageous.
You want to risk it?
I
thought not. I'll be back shortly.
Jax.
You okay?
That woman, it's...
Yeah, Liam's solicitor.
Yeah, so she's the one who poisoned Dylan. She came through the rift ahead of us.
Late to the party, Jonathan, but... Yeah, I mean, clearly wasn't prepared to risk Dylan giving away too much information.
How did she get herself settled here, so...
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll fill you in another time. The point is, they listen to her. She has the guys wrapped around her stubby little fingers. Did you notice that? She has these really ugly thumbs. They're like...
Jax.
Sorry.
They're going to press me. Which doesn't sound too good.
It isn't. Ever been at the bottom of a rugby scrum?
No, we did football at my school, but I've been in riot squads where it's gotten ugly.
Okay, well, pressing is like that, but kind of 100 times worse and slower. With stones, big stones.
Fuck.
Unless...
Unless?
You give up the fragment.
You know I can't do that.
Yes, you can. Have to.
We'd never find the next piece.
Hello, Earth to Jonathan. I'm locked up with a horde of unjustly accused women. You're here, spread-eagled against a wall with more chains than I've ever seen since Torture Garden.
Torture Garden?
Don't ask. So chances of us being in a position to find it, slim to none.
Has to be away.
Where is it anyway? Actually, no, don't answer that. Best I don't know.
I hid them. Miller came to arrest me. I heard them outside, so I... Oh.
What is it?
It's an idea. It's not perfect, not ideal, but... I went to Vegas a few years ago. Stag do for a mate of mine. Bircher.
Okay, and how does that help us?
You'll see. The thing is, she's got to believe it. So it might get... bloody unpleasant.
You're gonna need another passport?
Yeah. How quick can you sort it?
Couple of days, but mate, if they picked her up at Heathrow, they're covering the airports and using facial recognition. It's not going to work.
Any ideas?
Private jet.
Yeah, I know that, but flight plan?
What about it?
Is that not going to be an issue?
Issues are just God's way of spreading wealth.
Fine. From where?
Little airfield, north of London. I'll sort the details and I'll let you know as soon as. Your copper friend, he'll be safe for now.
He's no friend of mine. His boss thinks he is, but he screwed me over. I'm not going to forget that.
You've changed.
What?
From when I sorted the papers for you and helped with the Brighton house, you're different.
In a good way?
No.
Harsh?
More like me and that. No, you don't want that.
If you had any idea of what I've been through this year alone... Ugh, never mind. I'm going to need somewhere to stay too.
Your place is no good.
No, she'll have people on it.
Okay, I can sort something for you. Here's a phone. It's a burner. Someone will come and get you.
Sit in a lockup for how long?
Till someone comes and gets you.
There's a list here of other things I need you to get.
For real?
Yes. Sizes, they're approximate but near enough. Paperwork has to be immaculate. Get it from somewhere outside of London.
Right. I'll get on with your passport and sort the plane. Name?
Sorry?
What name on the passport?
Oh, fuck knows. Put Martin Chuzzit.
Jonathan, that is your name, yes?
Oh, I thought it was Arkwright or Arkansas or something like...
Agadez, rider of a crocodile and described in the grimoire as one who makes men run.
Swiftly.
Indeed.
You don't believe it, do you, Cotton? Look me in the eye and tell me that you think I'm some demon on earth who has the power to make people... Never mind, it's fucking ridiculous.
It doesn't matter what I believe.
It does. It matters to me because I have to believe that people, even here, even now, are not so blinded by superstition that they can't tell what is going on around them is wrong and it's fucked up.
Jonathan.
Tell me.
I think that the children believe themselves to be possessed. But do I believe it myself? No, I am a man of God. But I am a scholar. I am a philosopher. There is an air of fear and mistrust. Anyone may make accusation against any. And rather than question motive, we are simply to believe the accuser.
Thank you. It makes me feel better.
You are to be pressed.
Yeah, thanks for that. Any tips?
Confess. Confess to being a demon and hang.
Right. That's not quite what I was hoping for, but...
That will be faster and less brutal.
Yeah, you'll have to excuse me on that one. When is it to be?
On the morrow. Mistress Dodd has persuaded Sir John that we...
What's that one? Dodd? She's not what you think she is.
Pray with me, Jonathan.
Now you go ahead and... Oh, fuck it. Why not?
I'm sorry it isn't more luxurious, but it's the only Winnebago they had left that I felt might be capable of not wrecking this suspension crossing the terrain.
I have spent time in tents far less salubrious than this. As long as there is food and a decent wine, I have no complaints.
Sir.
Now, where did the phenomenon occur?
The phenomenon?
Your man loses his hand sliced cleanly and efficiently, yet no sign of knife or blade of any description. That, my friend, is a phenomenon.
Over here, you can still make out the blood spray.
And the time was early morning.
Yes, sometime after 4.
Yuri, have the men keep watch and make sure that you yourself are awake and alert at that hour.
Of course, sir. What are we looking for?
I rather think you will know it when you see it. Inform me as soon as anything happens.
Ever wondered if your name will still be used, I don't know, centuries from now?
Increase? I see no reason why not.
If you say so.
Continue. Your belief is that...
Everyone is born equal. Race, creed, gender. It's what we make of our lives that defines us. Not our station in life when we're born. Kind of, I don't know, government of the people, by the people, for the people.
A noble aim. And you feel that you might achieve these aims through witchcraft.
Okay, again, I'm not a witch. None of the people being held here are. There isn't an all-powerful boss demon who can give us the power of magic.
You believe in God, child?
I believe in a higher power, yeah.
And if there is a God, then by rights there is a devil, high to low. And if God permits the performing of miracles...
Then the devil must have his own shoes. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. But that's predicated on the belief that he exists. And not only that, is actively recruiting for the downstairs, which admittedly...
Go on.
Nope. I'd better stop talking before I say something I'll regret. Ultimately, you're accusing women...
And men.
No, primarily women. And often just women who are different. Loners, medicine makers, women who don't conform to your social norms, and that makes me...
Step away,
sir.
Step back from the girl, Master Mather.
We are engaged in a discourse on all things spiritual. How dare you interrupt us in such a rude and uncivil manner, Master Corwin?
Speak, Goody Proctor, as you told us in the magistrate's office.
Master Corwin, please. The girl is vital to our investigation into her master.
I will not tell you again, Mistress Dodd. There will be ways to trap that trickster, but for now...
Sir John has assured me that...
Take Mistress Dodd from this place.
Oh, with pleasure, sir.
Speak, Proctor.
She is a witch.
Elizabeth?
She did say that she comes from another plane, that she came with her master, that he will enforce the devil's laws.
Elizabeth!
I'm sorry. And that she will not listen to the scriptures.
Proof! Vera now increase. Belay your discourse, for she is simply using her sorcery. Guards, take the witch. Take her to the square.
You have no right. The law dictates.
You yourself said the law does not apply to proven devils.
She is not proven as yet, sir. And you will not remove her until
she
I speak with...
She has confessed, sir. And now she will hang.
Written and performed by James Gaddis. Also featuring Louisa Bedell, Susie Stanley, and Earl Warwick.